Sam? Sam? Sam?
Yeah.
Usually I'm calling asking you to do something or trying to raise hell with you about something, and I want to apologize for being a little bit late, but I want to tell you how much I appreciated what you did for us on balance payments and helping me try to keep this dollar sound. And the boys all told me, George Smathers and Mike Mansfield Tuesday at breakfast, and I just got busy and I haven't had a chance to thank you, but I wanted to. And ain't nobody ever finds anything good about what I do, and I expect that's about the same way with North Carolina senators. So I thought I'd tell you that there's one guy I appreciate you.
Well, I thank you. I appreciate your call.
And I had a North Carolina doctor. I wished I could remember his name. At a business dinner the other night, I had with doctors, and Marvin, see if Jack's got his name right quick. And he got up, I let him draw off writers and talkers.
Yeah.
And the talkers get to talk 2 or 3 minutes, tell me what's wrong with the country and what can be done, and the writers write me a letter. And that way I get a little touch, and I'm trying to get these doctors where they think everybody's not against them. And so forth, and the businessman the same way. He got up and he just made the nicest, soundest talk that you ever heard, about 3 minutes. I'm trying to get his name here. I want you to know, because you could be mighty proud of it.
Yeah.
But what I called you about was just thank you for what George Smathers and Mike Mansfield said that you had done, and I don't have anything else in mind. And just wait 1 second, and I'll see if...
Okay.
I'll see if...
Call.
Well, I appreciate what you've done. Hope you're feeling all right.
I'm feeling fine. I wasn't expecting to hand that bill to them.
It turned out I did.
I happened to be the only person on the floor that understood it, because Hart was supposed to hand it, but he'd been called away.
But
I was glad we got it through as easy as it did.
Well, it's mighty good, and it helps. I'm trying. I'm making reasonably good progress with my balance payments. Had a good quarter. First time in 7 years we had a surplus. But I don't know what will happen the last two.
Well, this bill ought to help out.
Yes, I think it will. Trouble is this antitrust thing, Sam. We need the whole outfit rewritten. Dean Rusk tells me, and you ought to give some thought to this. He's a graduate of the old school Davidson down there. He tells me that one of the things that troubles us most with our exports is these antitrust laws.
Yeah.
He says that the Germans can ship things in here, the Japanese can ship them in here, the Belgians and others, and they can provide, their companies get together and provide a service for their products.
Yeah.
For instance, General Motors and General Electric and various outfits, Westinghouse, all make refrigerators. So we send a lot of refrigerators, we'll say, to India or to Australia. Each one of these companies can't put a big office down there and still make a profitable operation. But if they could have one man in one outfit representing all of them and service these American products, we could beat the hell out of the others.
Well, they,
but under antitrust laws, they can't get together and do that.
They have to, in effect, compete with or unify the industry from other countries.
That's right. That's right.
Government.
Now we got to stop that.
They have to compete with each other as well as them.
Now we got to stop that. We got to make it possible for them to go together and be unified when they're competing in foreign things. And I told Nick Katzenbach yesterday to try to get some of y'all and try to do some thinking and try to bring that antitrust statute up to date. It's an 18th century operation.
Yeah, it's got just a very limited field there that they can get together in under the Webb Pomeroy Act, but that's very limited, and they certainly cannot compete with these unified foreign industries on that date with having to fight each other too.
Wait just a second now, see if they got that. Did you get that list? It's Dr. Amos M. Johnson.
Well, he's a wonderful fellow.
President of American Academy of General Practice.
Yeah.
From Garland, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Now, he made a hell of a good impression.
He's a smart fellow. I served on the North Carolina Supreme Court with his brother.
Well, you just tell him that he made a hell of a good impression on the president and on everybody there. And the president said North Carolinians usually do, but he's exceptional too.
Well, I appreciate you calling.
Thank
you. You're right, Dr.
Thank you,
Amos.
Thank you.
I know Amos.
Let me give you his name here again. It's Dr.
Amos.
Dr. Amos N. Johnson.
Yeah, I know him. He lives at Garland, North
Carolina. Garland, North Carolina. He's president of the American Academy of General Practice.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a fine fellow.
My regards to your wife, Sam.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Appreciate you calling.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Whiting.